The Australian Open's been fantastic as usual. We're at the final stage with Rafael Nadal versus Stanislas Wawrinka. The man we've got on the line is Nick Lester, fresh back from LA. Nick, you settled back into the UK weather?
Just about, maybe, just about.
It's a bit different, isn't
trying
it?
Trying to avoid it as best I can, I think is the best way to describe it.
Just keep watching the tennis, that's the best way. Let's look at the men's side of things. Rafael Nadal versus Stanislas Wawrinka. 1-6 Nadal, 4-1 Wawrinka. Nadal's record over Roger Federer at Grand Slams is just superb, and he did it again. I mean, you know, Federer's playing as well as we've seen him for a little while, Nick, and he started off great. You know, he looked like he was in control. Nadal just wore him down, didn't he?
Well, great quote from Federer, wasn't there, at the end of the match in his press conference, where he said, you cannot play against Rafa. You cannot imagine playing Rafa. You cannot compare playing Rafa to playing Murray or Songa or any of those guys. And I think that's such an honest and significant quote from Federer. And that really gives you an insight into the matchup that those two have. You know, again, I talked about this before. We know how Rafa dominated. Hand on heart, I thought Roger would come close to that. I really did. I thought the way he's played and the way he's attacked against Murray and Songa, the way he's come to the net has been relentless. But, you know, first couple of sets, look how many times Rafa is passing the guy. You know, and we often talk about, you often hear cliches in commentary of, you know, we can't keep coming up with those passes. Well, Rafa can. You know, Rafa can right now. Yeah. And that's the sort of form he's in. You know, he's not afraid.
No.
For me, his hump match was the Dimitrov match. I didn't think he played well at all against Dimitrov. I really didn't. The forehand was shaky. The serve was shaky. There were parts of that match where he didn't look good for me. You know, he really didn't. And that, for me, gave Federer a bit of hope. But I think that was his hump match.
Yeah.
It is an interesting one, this, though, you know, because, you know, you go back in the head-to-heads, the last three sets these two have played, as I'm sure you're aware, have been tie-breaks, which does make it interesting.
It does, and do you know what? I mean, I looked at that and thought, that's interesting, because, I mean, the stat that everyone's throwing around at the moment is that Wawrinka not only hasn't ever beaten Rafael Nadal, he's never taken a set off him. Has it? Which is staggering in that many matches. They've played a load of matches together.
Yeah.
When you're right, 7-6, 7-6, 7-6, and in the last in the last two matches there was a 6-1 he won. But when you look at only the hardcore matches between them throughout their career, 7-6, 7-6, 7-6, 6-1, 6-4, 6-4, 7-6, 6-3, 7-6, 7-6. The first match they ever played was 6-2, 6-2, 6-2 in 2007. We could probably excuse Wawrinka that one. It was in the Australian Open. But they're very close sets on hard courts, aren't they?
Yeah, and I also think you've got a Wawrinka of 2013 that was a completely different player to the Wawrinka of 2011. This is a different guy.
Yeah.
You know, I think what Magnus Norman's done for him has been enormous. You know, and you know, there's a fascinating dynamic in this. Is Magnus Norman was coaching Robin Söderling when he was the only player ever, still remains, to beat Rafa at the French Open, and that's an interesting dynamic, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, and you look at that and say, well, that's, you know, there's some possibilities there, and I think that says a lot about Norman's coaching abilities more than anything else. You know, I often talk in commentary about how coaches are overrated. And I think they are, but I think, you know, it's that 0.1% of difference that Norman has given Wawrinka a bit of belief in himself and said, listen, kid, you're good. You know, let's not be afraid anymore. We saw that last year. And, you know, both these guys are unbeaten this year. You know, both having won Chennai and Doha respectively. Yeah. So they're going to have a guy that's unbeaten going after the Aussie. I think there's value in Wawrinka getting a set. I think the odds are, I had a look a minute ago, I think about even money. I think that's pretty good odds on Wawrinka to get a set.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's had set points in the last three sets they've played. So those 7-6 sets, those last three sets, well, I think it was 7-6, 6-1 in Shanghai, but 7-6, 7-6 in London. Guy's getting close. You know, this is not this. Yes, it's a Grand Slam final, but you know, you've got to look at the facts as well. Wawrinka's beaten Novak Djokovic, who is, for my money, the best player on hard courts in the world. You don't get that by luck. He didn't win that by luck. He won that by sheer quality, and he backed that up against Burdick. This guy, despite the head-to-head, has a real shot in this match. I genuinely believe that. I think Rafa will come through because I think, you know, again, having seen the way he played against Federer, I think he's again on an upward curve. And again, being a Grand Slam final, it's pretty rare you win your first Grand Slam final, as I always say. Look at the facts. You know, go back. I think Del Potro was one of the few guys in the last decade to have won a major at his first attempt. So I think that is against you. But I think if you're looking for some value in the bet here, Wawrinka to get a set for me at even money is not a bad offer. Or I think it was something like 2-1 for Nadal to win 3-1. Something around that money would be what I'm looking for.
Yeah, 5-2 it is for Rafael Nadal to win 3-1. Yeah,
and
I can see you. You're not saying Wawrinka's going to win this, but there's something in you, Nick, that's saying that he has got a chance. But the 4-1 isn't quite big enough, is it, to drag you in and have a bet on him to win the match? That's the problem, isn't it?
No, and again, it's the same old thing. It's you know, for me, it's about how is he going to manage this occasion? How is he going to manage a first Grand Slam final? This is not a round robin match at the O2. This is playing for a Grand Slam, and that is something that you and I, we're not going to know. I mean, the good news is at 28 years of age, there's been a fair bit of water under the bridge in his career for him. So it's not as if he's a complete rookie coming out here at 21 playing his first major. He's played a lot of tennis, you know. But he has a game to trouble Nadal, no doubt about it, no doubt about it. Serves big, can unsettle Nadal from the back of the court. Ground strokes are bigger than Federer's, forehand and backhand. This guy has got as much game on his day than anyone in the world. And look at the results that he's had, you know. I don't care how Djokovic played them when they lost. Wawrinka took it to him. And that, you know, that was a big hump match for me. And I think Wawrinka does have a shot here. But I think, that, you know, you just have to stick with Nadal. You cannot go against a head-to-head of 12-0. That's a little crazy. But I do think Wawrinka is ready to get a set at least.
Yeah, nice bets. Nick, thank you very much for your time.
Pleasure.
Thank you for Nick. His previews of the final and the rest of the tournament as well. We'll be speaking to Nick Lester for the next major tennis tournament. In the meantime, if you want to listen to any more of the betting commentaries, then check out In Play Radio. It's on daily 2 till 10 and weekends 12 p.m. till 10 p.m. Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you're having a bet, then very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.